Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
10,
9, 8, 7, 6,
hurry up, 3,
5, 3, 2, 1.
Happy
New
Year! Happy New Hogmanay!
Happy New Year! Hi, Katie!
It's the exciting Hogmanay episode. Hi.
Hello, this is very exciting. You've taken me somewhere new as well.
We're essentially in a penthouse.
We are
not
in a penthouse.
Really,
we're celebrating Hogmanay in a central London penthouse suite.
We've got our Prosecco, we've got our health. And it's exciting. Well, what better way to mark episode 3 of series 2, that milestone, with some Hogmanay celebrations?
It seems a little indulgent, but...
But here we are.
Here we are. I like it.
Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
So, welcome to Be More Cleverer. As I say, it is episode 3 of series 2, which I know you hate me saying, but it's true.
I think we'll get there.
So, what happened at the end of last week's episode? You can probably already guess by our introduction. But let's find out again anyway.
I want you to tell me all about Hogmanay.
Hogmanay!
What is it? When the hell did it start? And how is it celebrated now?
That's a Scottish word for New Year's Eve, isn't it?
I don't know.
You don't even... Oh,
I actually
okay.
don't know that. I just, for some reason... wanted to learn about Hogmanay, and I'm now excited to hear you retell what Hogmanay is.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of cockily came out of what you said, as we just heard, by saying that it's a Scottish word for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty much right, actually.
You were right!
I usually put my foot in it in that situation, but yes, I've been finding out all about Hogmanay today.
I'm so excited.
Which is a lot like New Year's Eve, which is good because you wanted to bring Prosecco along, which you have.
I have.
I see it right in front
of
me.
I'm ready.
So should we get on with it?
Yeah, okay.
In fact, why don't we...
Should we pop open the bubbly?
Yeah.
Bear with.
Well, the foil's already off. There we go.
So
I mean,
now.
The wire is... I mean, this could not be more natural to you. You can hear how high quality our glassware is from the placement of it just there.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, and the cork.
Oh!
Oh, perfectly done. Not a drop.
Not a drop. Wasted.
Not a drop.
So I'm pouring yours now, Katie.
Thank you, my darling.
You can hear that glug.
Ugh, that is music to my ears.
Sweet nectar.
Sweet nectar. That's what we say every time we pour Prosecco, which is very frequently. delicious nectar, which is kind of creepy, isn't it?
It is so creepy. So, that's the bubbly poured, my dear. Cheers.
Bubbly's out of the fridge. Cheers to you and yours.
Nice clink.
Okay, clink. So, we should probably, if we're going to crack on to the bubbles, we might as well just find out all about Hogmanay.
Yeah.
So, the word Hogmanay, well, we know that it's basically a Scottish word for Scottish term for New Year's Eve celebrations.
Yep.
But what is the actual word? Where does it come from? I know you wanted to know that.
I did.
Well, annoyingly, there are lots of theory.
Yeah, of course. That's what I like.
Yeah. Including Greek one, a Scandinavian one, Flemish one. Loads more. Like, if I go through all of them, you won't remember any of them, which kind of defeats the whole point of the podcast. So, I'm going to go with the one that looks... according to my research, looks mm-hmm. the most likely. So the theory we're going to go with is the French one.
Okay.
So the word Hogmanay, they think, comes from the early 17th century.
Okay.
Perhaps from the word Hoguiane, spelled H-O-G-U-I-N-A-N-E, with a little accent on the top of the E at the end there, which is Norman French for a French word.
Norman French used to live next door to my mum.
Stop it. Shut up.
Shit.
Shut up. an old French, which they think came from an old French word before that, which I'm going to pronounce as aguillonneuf. which translates as last day of the year, New Year's gift.
Last day of the year, New Year's gift!
Yay!
Can we
Cheers.
Say that? Cheers!
Yeah.
This Hogmanay, I'm going to say to you, last day of the year, New Year's gift!
Yay! Oh, yeah, but one of us will say it together and the other one will be too drunk to have a clue what they're about, I guarantee it.
Yes.
But where did actual Hogmanay as a celebration come from?
Mm-hmm.
I hear you ask.
I am asking that.
So, Hogmanay celebrations were brought to Scotland by the Vikings, the invading Vikings.
Cool.
You're thinking, lush Viking, I can tell.
Like Thor.
Yes.
Chris, what's his name?
Chris Hemsworth. Yes. We're digressing. Hogmanay celebrations were brought into Scotland by the invading Vikings in the early 8th and 9th centuries.
Wow. So really, really long time ago.
Yeah. So information fans, which we all are, that's why we're all joining into this thing. I think we'd be more cleverer. Information fans.
Information fans.
8th and 9th centuries, that's around the sort of time that Hogmanay is believed to have been brought to Scotland. Because the Vikings were big on the winter solstice.
Yes, they were.
Big fans.
Big on the mead and like big, in my head I'm imagining big tankards.
Yeah, sure. Which is the winter solstice is the shortest day of the year, December the 21st. And somehow it gets celebrated on New Year's, sort of, even though it's 10 days later. But sure.
Okay.
And they celebrated with big old parties at the end of December. Because they were like, yeah, solstice.
Exactly. It's mad to think, actually, because I never think of the shortest day of the year as being 10 days away from the start of the new year. You never really think like that.
It's but like actually, someone forgot it was an admin error.
Yeah, it's weird. But actually, It's very soon. As soon as that hits, you're like, bam, it's happening.
Right, I've got a revelation for you now. It's going to blow your mind. You're thinking, why does Scotland go so mad for Hogmanay, though?
Yeah, like, why them? Because I get it.
Well, we obviously love Christmas, all over it, but if I was Scottish, if I was Katie McBoden...
I wish you were.
I wish. Maybe I wouldn't be as much, because Christmas was pretty much banned from Scotland...
What?
...up until the mid-20th century.
Mid-20th century?
I know, like...
What?
I know. Calm down. Have some more Prosecco, doll. There you go.
I heard too
Have
much.
A little sip of that. So Christmas wasn't celebrated as a festival and was basically banned from Scotland for around 400 years. Stop shaking your head, it's the truth. For around 400 years, from the end of the 17th century to the 1950s. 1958, to be precise.
I'm livid.
I know, 1958, fact fans.
Why?
And this was because of the... Well, I'm about to tell you.
I'm so outraged.
During the Protestant Reformation period, Christmas was banned because it was seen as being Roman Catholic. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They weren't classic, down with that.
Classic Protestant. Mm. Just like... Yeah. I won't go into it, but classic, like, stop spoiling everyone's fun.
I know. So Christmas Day wasn't a public holiday in Scotland until 1958.
She had to work on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. They went into New Year's. They took that off. And Boxing Day didn't become a holiday until 1974 in Scotland.
That was near us being born-ish.
You more than me.
I was 10 then.
So yeah, up until the 1950s, lots of Scots worked over Christmas and celebrated the winter solstice holiday at New Year, and friends and family would get together and have presents, and the presents were known as Hogmanays.
Oh wow, New Year gifts.
Yeah. So, is it basically the same as New Year's Eve?
Okay, good question.
No, it's longer. So, Hogmanay starts on New Year's Eve, but continues. It continues throughout New Year's Day.
Great.
And into January the 2nd, which is still a public holiday, they get so obliterated.
Wow.
That it's like they just allow themselves that extra day. They're like, no, we're going to need another day, guys. But
That's
in the accent.
Great.
I'm not doing a Scottish accent.
We're going to need another day.
You can see on your little face, you're looking over at the, and you can smell that there's food in the room.
I can. You
yeah.
Know me.
Well, I thought we'd talk about some traditions. Hogmanay. So... there are lots of food and drink traditions.
Okay.
I've got some food. I've got some knives and forks.
Got an iron brew
down
there.
So should we tuck in?
Okay.
If you want to play along at home at any point, of course, you could pause the podcast and just nip to your local supermarket and buy some ingredients.
Buy those ingredients.
You'll find out what they are in a moment. But please do play along at home. Or listen to this and then go and buy the stuff that we're about to use and listen to it again, because it's fun.
So you've obviously got an iron brew.
I actually haven't. That's not listed as like a particular thing.
Fine, whatever.
But we're going to start with something called haggis.
Oh, no.
Have you had haggis before?
No, I haven't.
Well, today's your lucky day, Jackson.
Oh, God, and you've...
got some lovely haggis for you.
I went to... Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
You... Right, I know you. How well do I know you? Very.
Very well.
I know you better by your food choices than by your personality. I think we would both agree.
Yeah, okay.
We've eaten together a lot of times. I'm going to say that you're going to like this.
Oh, my God, okay.
So, I think we should maybe eat it before we look at what's in haggis.
Yeah,
so,
that sounds good.
Do you want me to feed you?
Okay.
That make it more like a little bit more erotic and enjoyable.
Just like
for you.
A little bit though, because it really freaks me out. It really freaks me out.
Right,
no, that's too much.
No, honestly, you will like it.
Honest to God, it's too much.
Think of it like sort of like spicy meat. There you go, tuck in. I'm gonna eat some.
Okay, don't hate it. Thank you.
There you go. I'm eating some. So.
Yeah, don't hate that.
I know you're gonna devour this by the end of the podcast. So this is a McSween haggis. Was awarded a Great Taste Award in 2013.
Good.
So this haggis contains lamb lungs, beef fat. There's oats in it.
You get oats?
Yeah, there's oats.
What do you mean?
Oats.
Why?
You can see that's where the texture comes from.
It's like a meat porridge. Cool.
It's not meat porridge. They also have something called rumble to thumps.
What?
Which is like swede, mashed swede.
Oh, I love swede.
And potato. Also with some cabbage. I'd also have cheese in it, but I couldn't find that. So I've got some mashed carrot and swede.
Okay.
So tuck into this if you want, loves.
I might have a little bit of that one.
Yeah. These together. So do you know what the Scottish word for potatoes is?
Oh, tatties.
Mm-hmm. And swede?
Swedey.
Neeps.
Neeps.
So right now we're eating haggis, neeps and tatties.
You need to put your neeps away.
My neeps are firmly concealed. Can't tell.
This is tasty.
It's lush, isn't it? But we shouldn't continue with all this delicious food without having a beverage.
Okay.
And I know that we're Prosecco princesses.
Sure.
But we are celebrating all that's excellent about Scotland. And Prosecco is not traditionally Scottish.
Okay.
There are some things like when you look at what's traditional to have on Hognay, there are a few different ideas. But one thing is that it's consistent is whiskey. And we very rarely drink whiskey together. I think we've ever drunk whiskey.
I don't
think
we've ever had a... We should do it more, I think.
But I think we'd have a wee dram of 3-year-old whiskey from Waitrose.
Oh my gosh, Casey.
So, I can hear that. Glug, 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 glug. There you go.
Thank you.
Chin,
chin. Chin, this is great. I'm having such a nice time.
Ooh. Oh.
I was having such a nice time.
Gosh, that's intense.
No, I like that.
And then we've also got
Katie,
some,
stop.
I know. We've got some shortbread. I'm honestly not being stereotypical here. They do... I'm told that shortbread is very much on Hogmanay.
I knew that it was Scottish, but I'm really glad and surprised that it's a Hogmanay delicacy.
There you go. So, gone for some Walker's shortbread fingers.
This looks like, you know, the real deal.
I was going to go for the petticoat tails, but I couldn't find any at short notice.
Nah.
And then we've also got a traditional Scottish dessert.
So that isn't a dessert? Oh my God, Casey, I'm so excited.
Shortbread is merely a snack, isn't it, my darling? So, this is something that I've actually had many times, because my mum likes to make it.
Oh.
And she'll be listening, as we both know. So, I've been baking.
Oh my God. Shout out to Anne, by the way.
Shout out to Anne. Hi, Ma. So, have you heard of something called Cranachan?
No.
Okay.
So what is Cranachan?
So the basic ingredients are your thick cream.
Yeah.
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Which we mix with a little bit of whiskey.
A little bit.
So we put a little bit of whiskey in the cream. So the main ingredients are cream, whiskey, oats, and raspberries.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Mm. And we put a bit of honey. I'm not sure if honey is something that you always have in it. You have something else sweet in it, but this particular recipe, I'm going to go for the very basic one because I do live in a converted peanut factory and facilities are limited. Oh, delicious that. So, what I've just been doing is mixing some cream.
Yeah.
With some honey.
It smells great.
Honey and some whiskey because they put whiskey in all the things.
Why not?
Raspberries?
Oh my God, how did you get them out of season? Also, side tip, raspberry's really great in Prosecco as well.
And then I think I said earlier on that it also involves oats. So I toasted these before I left.
Toasted them?
Yes, it's important to toast them. You can either like fry them dry.
Okay.
Like just like toast them off, you know, like you do with seeds and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you can bake them. I think my mum, I have memories of my mum baking them in the oven. Fond memories of watching my mum put a tray in the oven. What a happy, exciting childhood I led. But as I say, there are variations. You could put them in the oven. You could make a raspberry coulis.
Look quite easy to do.
You could so easily make this on New Year's and it would go down a treat.
Yeah.
Because you've got your booze in there, which is important for New Year.
It's low maintenance.
Yeah, you could make the cream during the day. So a few more raspberries in there.
This is a phenomenal effort.
So to finish the krenakken, I'm just putting a few more oats on the top.
Thank you.
So
should we tuck in?
Can you remember what this is called? I bet you can't.
Krenakken.
Correct. Well done.
Yes.
I underestimate you. So we've just had our haggis and our neeps and our tatties.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got our lovely krenakken. Maybe I might dip my shortbread in it.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
So this is a very traditional Scottish dessert. And apparently it is very much on Hogmanay.
This is delicious.
Now, we haven't even actually mentioned all of the things.
Okay.
Food-wise. There is another thing which is very, very traditional to have at Hogmanay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have one of those because it's absurd. And it's called a black bun.
What
Do
is
you
that?
Know what a black bun is?
No.
Hazard a guess. You won't
A burnt one. Bread roll.
It's basically a fruit cake in a loaf shape covered in shortcrust pastry. And I cannot find that in Waitrose.
Do you know what? I don't want to talk too much about my struggles, but trying to find Welsh cakes, I can imagine a Scottish person feeling the same.
I've got some more traditions and superstitions for you that aren't food related.
Okay, superstitions. We should just say that there are some fireworks going off. How exciting. I feel like that would happen at Hogmanay.
If you can hear banging, we're not in like a war zone. We've just seen the fireworks just gone off.
There are some fireworks just gone off where we are, and that's really exciting. It's like they knew, Katie. It's like they knew we were celebrating Hogmanay.
I'm finding it hard to fathom the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's carry on.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So another tradition is to clean out the house.
Okay.
Fully, and take out the ashes from the fire to start anew. To clear all your debts before the bells sound at midnight.
Okay, girl, we'll try.
I know. The underlying message is to clean out all the remains of the old year, have a clean break, and welcome in a new one.
Great.
So at midnight, they would usually have fireworks, like we're seeing right now. It's just so bizarre to us.
It's so bizarre.
And immediately after midnight, it's traditional to sing a poem, which same poem that is traditional everywhere. Now, for a Be More Cleverer point,
oh my gosh.
Jack, what poem is it?
Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
Auld Lang Syne. Is it?
That's not how it goes.
Auld Lang Syne. That's it?
That was originally Scottish. Well, it is Scottish. For another Be More Cleverer point, Jack, who wrote that poem?
Robert Burns.
Correct.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So, talk to me more about Auld Lang Syne.
So, Auld Lang Syne, you're correct. It was written by Robert Burns, the Scottish poet. And it's also an integral part of the Hogmanay party to welcome friends and strangers with warm hospitality and include lots of enforced kissing for all.
Yay!
Nothing like a little bit of forced kissing to get you excited about the new year, eh?
In this current world, enforced kissing sounds really horrible.
Doesn't it? It's not like the worst thing. But I think it's just being like,
nice.
A nam kiss. And as people wish each other a happy new year, there are some Hogmanay toasts that can be said.
Ooh.
Would you like to hear some?
Yes, because I'm going to say these this year.
Lang mei yulum reek.
No, I'm not.
No. That means long may your chimney smoke. And
Katie, is your chimney smoking?
My chimney is smoking and, you know, long may it smoke. Is yours smoking?
It is.
Correct.
It is. And
good.
Yes, long may it smoke.
Good. Long may it smoke. It originated when people had coal fires. If it was smoking, it meant that you could afford coal and keep warm. Another one said by Scottish people is... Okay, this is troublesome, this one. Agreed New Year to Annie and And money may yesy, which
okay.
translates
sounds nice
as a good new year to one and all, and many may you see. Which is a pleasant message, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, those are what we say when it gets to midnight, and we will remember those this year, won't we, Jack?
We will.
Another tradition of this is quite an important thing as well, called first footing. Have you heard of first footing? It's very common across Scotland. A whole
first night. Footing? No, I've not.
So first footing is a good luck thing for the house.
Okay.
You're going to love this. You're going to love it so much. And you're going to want to keep to this tradition, especially after a few whiskies. So, the first foot that comes into the house after midnight, look at you. Ooh, a stranger in the night. Should be a dark male. Stay calm, relax. A dark male?
Mm-hmm.
But you're going red.
I'm familiar.
You're already flustered at the thought of a dark male turning up after midnight on New Year's.
I'm familiar.
He should bring with him pieces of coal, shortbread, salt, a black bun. I've heard all about the black buns. And a dram of whiskey.
You can just bring the black buns and I'll be happy, my daughter.
So the dark male bit is believed to be to do with the Viking origins. If a big blonde stranger arrived on your doorstep with an axe, it meant big trouble and a bad new year.
Oh no.
I'd take either, really. I'm not fussy. So yeah, there is some very other very old traditions that I don't know if they're still on. Traditional New Year ceremony would involve people dressing up in the hides of cattle and running around the village whilst being hit by sticks. Oh. I think that you'd do that with sheer joy if a dark male turned up. You'd be donning, he's here, get my hide.
Get my hide. Get my leopard print hide,
and I'd be
hide,
there
girl.
Hitting you with a stick. So yeah, I don't know if that's still a thing that they do. And also people would wrap animal hide round sticks and ignite them to produce a smoke, which was believed to help to ward off evil spirits. This smoking stick was known as a Hogmanay. I'm getting the impression that they refer to everything as a Hogmanay.
It's Hogmanay!
Have a cup of Hogmanay. Tuck in some Hogmanay. Let's whack our Hogmanays on each other. So, oh, hang on.
Yep, you said it, not me.
No, I think that is very much on. But these are all traditions. The main Hogmanay celebration, I mean, it's all over Scotland, obviously. Hogmanay is sort of known for being a thing in Edinburgh, still is today. They usually get big pop stars performing on it. Includes a big firework display.
Michelle McManus.
Has performances from big musicians and gets crowds from all over the world. It's a huge, huge thing.
It's a big thing.
And that's Hogmanay for you.
Oh my God. Do you know what? I feel...
Scottish?
So Scottish, so festive, so excited. I think, I feel like very happy and content, and it's very nice. I feel warm.
We've had like a run through of Hogmanay, and yeah. I feel like ready for a fresh year. The only thing we've got before then is Christmas, and yeah. I love Christmas. So.
Great.
So yeah.
Thank you, Katie. That has been enlightening.
Have you enjoyed it?
Like I said, it kind of hit me these past few weeks how rubbish 2016 has been, and yeah. I really feel warm when you've done that. So thank you. Hogmanay to you.
So Jack.
Hello.
It's time for me to give you a topic to learn all about.
Okay.
So you can tell me. So far we've covered Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. This series, we've covered Alcatraz, the Dalai Lama, Seinfeld, and yeah. now Hogmanay.
What a plethora of topics.
It's been vast, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And last series, I feel like you gave me loads of sport ones.
Yeah, I did.
I think it's time for me to give you a sport one.
Oh, God.
I think it's a good thing, though. I think you would want to learn more about this person.
Okay.
So about a particular... I know, person. Oh, spoiler alert. I am going to go with one of the... I mean, it's very sad to say this. One of the many legendary people that we've lost this year. Muhammad Ali.
Oh, cool.
I want to know where the phrase float like a butterfly, sting like a bee came from. I basically just want to know why... What point did he have that legend status? Happen? Like, how did it come to happen? Because you can be excellent at sport, but he really is hailed as the greatest. The world's greatest.
The world's greatest.
The world's greatest. So, yes, Muhammad Ali, are you up for the challenge?
I am up for that challenge. So, let me just type that in my brain. You want to know why he reached his success and why he got that legendary status, where the phrase float like a butterfly, sting like a bee came from.
That's it. And then
basically
anything else to fill 20 minutes.
Great.
Pretty much.
I'm sure I can do that.
Yep. So yeah, see you then. Shall we keep drinking? Need to?
Happy Hogmanay to you.
Happy Hogmanay to you. So, if there's something that you think you want to learn loads more about, but you can't be bothered to kind of do the research yourself, that's kind of why we're here. We've decided to kind of put ourselves in that position. Tweet us at Be More Cleverer, or you could email us at bemorecleverer@gmail.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.